You're listening to GaiaAmazonas.org.
Martin, the Colombian press has been full in the last days of this confrontation down in the Apoporos. What's going on there?
It's an indigenous group, several indigenous groups that have had their land recognized by the government back in 88. But when they get their collective rights recognized, they only own the land, they don't own the subsoil. And in 2009, a Canadian company called Cosigo Resources wants to come in to exploit a very sacred place. There seems to be a lot of gold there. So the indigenous people, knowing that the government was interested in the biodiversity there, because it's very important from a biodiversity point of view, invited the government to set up a park. They negotiated, they said the park would be run by the indigenous knowledge, and the park was set up. And then the company, using a colonist that was there, took the park to court saying it was not properly set up. And it's taken now 3 years, but now, last Friday, the High Court, Constitutional Court, went into the forest, the three magistrados, the judges, went in there, sat with the Indians, listened to the Indians, listened to the colono, the colonists, who said, yes, I had received advice and funding from the company, and now they're going to decide. But it's a decision between the mining or the park will protect the indigenous sacred sites, the indigenous culture. And that's where we stand, and it seems pretty clear. Mm-hmm. And the park, I think, will stay, but we're waiting for the court to decide.
I can only wonder what the Canadian people would think if they knew that a Canadian enterprise had come to a sovereign nation, essentially manipulated local people to challenge that country's right to protect with what, a million hectares?
Exactly.
The essential core of biodiversity in the Amazon. And even, the companies always use this issue of jobs. And so what we find in Canada, and I suspect it happens here, is that people throughout the countryside are presented with a false choice, native people and non-native people, a false choice between poverty and economic development that compromises their land, which is the essence of who they are as a people.
Exactly. I mean, that is what they're saying. They're saying these people are poor, these people... And development for them is not necessarily money. Development is to have their territory, to respect their tradition, to have education, to have health, which the government gives them. And it's not a question of money. And generally, where you get this mining, then the local people don't get much out of it. And the area is destroyed.
And very often you find that there's absolutely no correlation between the arrival of industrial wages and the well-being of communities.
Yeah. So that's where we stand right now with this. And we hope in about a month's time we'll see what the court says, but it seems pretty clear that the park stays and the indigenous rights, because it was indigenous people that invited the government to set up this park.
Well, I hope within a week I'll have a chance to tell the Canadian people what this company's done.
Yeah.
For more news on the Amazon rainforest, visit our website www.gaiaamazonas.org.